warm welcome to Fizzball Inside, the nearby weekly podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. Now, today it's the 20th of February, the day of the board meeting and also the weekend number two of the Fizzball Bubble in Austria. And as always, it's a great pleasure to have with me our co-host, our Secretary General, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fizzball World.
Yeah, Chris, for you, it was a busy day so far. First, you attended the board meeting, and now maybe if we hear some background noise, you're in the bubble, you're in FARC AMC. How is the situation currently?
Yeah, Jörn, you're absolutely right. It wasn't only a busy day, it is already a busy day, I would say, because I'm here in FARC, and yeah, it's awesome to be part of the Austrian League, and I'm part of the media team of Fizzball Austria, and I'm working in the back to manage the live stream and the interviews and some things more, and yeah, the organization is as good as it was already last week. There are permanent COVID tests. And if you're not on the pitch, not in the gym, not indoor, you have to wear an FFP2 mask. Yeah, that's not the best for everyone, but if it's secure and if it makes it possible that everyone stays healthy, then it's a good thing and everyone does it. And congrats to all, because they absolutely fulfill the restrictions.
But before we come to the sporting matches in FARC, let's talk a little bit about the board of directors meeting this morning. Very important meeting. Also, full agenda with more than 20 topics. And what should we mention? What could we mention about that meeting? We have a new member federation.
We have a new member federation, yes. That's also because of the great work of our development director, Roger Billon. And the new member federation is Morocco. And best regards to Morocco and welcome in the Fizzball family.
Definitely. Welcome, Morocco. And also, we discussed about the Regional Association of Oceania and Asia. Also, Roger Billon gave a report about that. And Blaise added some information from Oceania. But it's not a decision taken yet how these regional association will develop. Maybe we can give some advice. We have learned that we have a very, very active member federation in Hong Kong, and maybe it's for the future that the federation or the association will be separated in an Oceanian part and an Asian part, as we have more, no, not more, but exactly five member federations from Oceania and more than five member federations in Asia.
And that's the really cool thing, Jörn, that shows the development of our sport. Therefore we need to establish more regional associations, also to support the member federations better by the regional associations. And I love that development and what's going on. So that should continue.
Definitely. And we approved some new documents and we listened to some reports. Let's start with the very dry reports. The activity report about last year and also the financial report has been approved by the board, and some new guidelines and regulations concerning anti-doping and financial matters have been approved by the board. But we also listened to some of your reports about the sporting events in the year 2021.
Yes, hopefully it will be a very cool and exciting Fizzball year. Fizzball summer, of course. We were talking about the Women's World Championship in Jona, Switzerland, and about the pre-event visit we had in the beginning of February. And all the preparations are in time. That's really cool. And we will send out the next bulletin in the upcoming week about the team accommodation, about the ball rights. I'm not sure, Jörn, it's always a presidential task to talk about such things if we should announce it already today in our podcast.
We could do that, of course. And the Women's World Championship will be played with the board from Sportastic, our long-year partner, will also be the provider of the balls for the Women's World Championship. And the other events like the Under 18 and the CSIT Games and also the Tafisa Games will be played with our new ball partner from Area.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that and also about the events itself. For example, the CSIT World Sport Games, the CSIT is very optimistic to be able to carry out the event. And so don't forget, dear FISBOL community, dear listeners, to register your team for the FISBOL World Amateur Championships. It's on the normal FISBOL pitch, on the big one, but as well on a smaller field, the 2-on-2 FISBOL competition will also be carried out as a world championship, the first time ever, absolutely world premiere. And the CSIT World Sport Games take place from the 1st to the 6th of June. So save the date and register your team now on FISBOL.org.
That's true. And for all the listeners, once again, the pre-registration deadline is March the 7th. So it's just a few weeks to go. And please be invited to register your team for these incredible events in Italy. Yeah, furthermore, the board established a commission which will decide about the winners of this year's IFA Awards according to our honorary order. And it's a well recognized commission established with the members Karl Weiss, Gastau Engler, our Olympic Education Director, and also the chairwoman of our IFA Women in Sport Commission, Violetta Franczyk, is part of that commission, which will decide in the future about the proposals which IFA receives for the IFA Awards 2021. Chris, anything else from that board meeting? Yeah, we talked about the IFA Athletes Forum, and there is a new date now confirmed, which is Saturday, the 6th of March.
Absolutely. That's also one event I'd like to outline. Also, save the date again, 6th of March 2021, the second try of our IFA Athletes Forum. Quite interesting forum because I know the topics from our first try in the beginning of January when we had to cancel the event because of technical problems, unfortunately, after I guess 15 or 20 minutes. And it will be a really cool discussion, different perspectives on FISBOL, on our sport, nearly everything from a perspective of an athlete, and it's really cool to discuss with them because they have different approaches, and we will interview and we will see a quick report from athletes from all over the world. Most of them are part of our athletes commission. So really interesting forum. Save the date once again. 6th of March will be broadcasted live on FISBOL TV.
Yeah, and the topic, as you mentioned, is women in FISBOL. And the good thing is, it's on the eve of the International Women's Day. So it's perfectly fitting to the International Day's calendar. But now let's talk about today's third day and the third match day of the preliminary round of the Austrian Women's FISBOL Indoor League. And there is no news. There is Nussbach going to the semi-final unbeaten. Is that right?
That's right. Nussbach struggled with some problems today, to be honest, because they lost two sets already. And when I take a look back to the last weekend, their performance was so good and so strong. So I was a little bit surprised that they lost two sets today, but in the end, they won the matches. They are unbeaten. They are in the first position in the table, and they are fixed for the semifinals already. And of course, they are the main favorite for the title, as they are also the title defender.
Yeah, immediately when our board meeting was over, I watched on Fizzball.tv Nussbaum versus Seekirchen. It was incredible match. It was really worth to be watched. And what about Seekirchen? They at the end they lost 2-1, but it was a very close match. And are they going also to the semifinals tomorrow? Probably yes. We have some more matches to be played today. Is that true? And Seekirchen is at the last match against Froschberg. So you probably don't know what is happening to Seekirchen, or are they already gone through?
Yeah, it is so. Nussbaum against Seekirchen, it was really a thrilling match. I enjoyed watching it, and it was a really close match. I said to my colleagues here, it looks like a final match because the quality was so high, and currently Seekirchen ranked as on the fourth position, but as much as I know, if I'm right, they are already through to the semifinal because Arnreit lost the match against Nussbaum, and so they have no chance anymore to qualify for the semi-final. So
yeah, you're absolutely right. Arnreit lost 1-0 2-2 against Nussbaum, and that currently leads to the situation that the semi-finals will, it's not clear how is the order within the semi-finals, but it will be Nussbaum, Wels, Laakirchen and Seekirchen reaching the semi-finals.
Yeah, currently Laakirchen is playing against Wels, so the direct match who ranks on the second position, and a close match is going on, and I'm excited who will win this close match today.
Maybe last information for today is the starting time for the semifinals tomorrow. You probably have that in your mind. When should be the audience prepared for the semifinals from FAK AMC?
The match starts tomorrow, Sunday, at 9:30 a.m., quite early in the morning. The first semifinal, it's Nussbaum against the team who ranks on the fourth position. And the second semifinal takes place at 10:45 a.m. European time, of course, and the broadcast starts 5 minutes earlier, so don't miss it. Quite interesting also the interviews before the match starts with the coaches. I like the approach of the live stream, which is produced by Raphael Dobler, and yeah, it's worth to joining the matches on Fizzball TV.
Chris, many thanks that you took your time for this podcast within the bubble and live from FAK AMC. And as always, we close up our episode with, and don't forget, together
we are
Fizzball.